Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Amazon has introduced a Spanish language option to its US site. A study has found that advertisers prefer Instagram over Snapchat, and TV and print are due to lead ad spend in India despite strong mobile growth. Amazon has launched a new bilingual feature on Amazon.com, allowing Spanish speakers in the US to shop on the site. When on the website, users can choose between English and Spanish at any point from the account drop-down arrow. The feature is also available on Amazon's mobile app. The US Census from 2015 stated that 40 million people in the country spoke Spanish at home, up 131% since 1990. With the number expected to hit 133 million by 2050. Whilst other Amazon sites such as Amazon.ca in Canada and Germany's Amazon.de have offered more than one language for some time, the US is now the largest market to offer the service. A survey from top500guide.com recently found that only 7% of America's top 1,000 online retailers offer more than one language to users. Instagram is a more appealing ad platform for marketers than Snapchat, according to a new report from RBC Capital Markets and Ad Age. More than 1,600 marketers were questioned for the report, and 65% of them said that they would be interested in marketing on Instagram compared to just 40% who said the same of Snapchat. The study found that the reason for the reluctance of marketers to advertise on Snapchat was a low ROI from past campaigns. Respondents to the survey were asked to rank a number of ad platforms based on ROI, with Snapchat coming above only AOL, well below Instagram. Recently, Snapchat came under pressure to engage users more after the launch of multiple similar features on Instagram and Facebook, which are arguably taking users away from Snapchat. TV advertising will make up around 40% of all ad spend in India this year, despite the growth in mobile. According to research performed by eMarketer, TV and print advertising will make up the two largest shares of the country's ad market in 2017, with around $3.1 billion US going on TV alone. Print will largely be spent on newspaper ads, which are still profitable in the country, which has lower than average internet penetration. Mobile ads will see the largest growth over last year, with an expected 85% increase in spend, although it'll only see $460 million US worth of spend, much lower than TV or print. However, digital ad spend growth as a whole is forecast to slow down in the coming years, from a 30% increase in 2016 to just a 16% increase in 2021, although by then it's expected to be worth 23% of India's total media ad spend. A forecasting analyst at eMarketer said that TV and print are expected to lead the way for some time as they are the mainstay of media advertising due to its outsized influence on the lives of many in India. The Google Marketing Solutions for Startups program has been launched to help new companies in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. The program has been developed as a central platform for startups in these countries, which will enable them to work with Google's own marketing teams. Google has said that the program will assist businesses by teaching them to win new customers and increase the awareness of their company or their product. Businesses on the program will also receive assistance using Google AdWords. And finally, a new Apple update could put an end to nearly 200,000 apps currently available in its App Store. A report from Sensor Tower has predicted that the iOS 11 update due in September 2017 will disable all 32-bit apps. Researchers suggested that 8% of apps currently in the App Store are 32-bit apps. This number could be much larger, however, as the data used in the study was from 2013 and onwards and did not take into account any apps launched afterwards. 64-bit processors were included in all models of the iPhone launched after the iPhone 5. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.